Practices Committee meeting, and there we considered 10 discipline cases. This meeting was held via teleconference. Information was provided via a secure website. So this was, what should I call it, an inexpensive meeting. There was no postage, no travel, no nothing. And it was an attempt to reduce the number of cases under consideration during our executive session meeting. And the intent is to hold these in between each regularly scheduled commission meeting. And it will hopefully reduce the caseload, like I said, on Friday. So I have a question about the secure FTP server, whether it's working for everyone, and if we can continue that in the future, because it sure reduces the amount of paper and postage. And
thumbs up. Any thumbs down?
How about sideways?
Yep, sideways. Yeah. Kind of worked. So we need to know what the issues are so we can fix them. Yeah.
What I found out, well, I'm sure I can be talking.
Watch out.
What I found out was, because I went through the process and I thought I had loaded it all right and everything, but the darn computer was just messed up. So I took my darn computer in and Matt took over and he called it up and it worked absolutely fine. So what I found out was it was a user issue. And for most of us, my guess is it's a user issue. And that probably the best way to deal with that is that a few minutes with Matt, is Matt still here?
Somewhere.
That if those of us who are having any kind of problem doing the call up, because if they're different for the discipline is different than the program approval. They're two different processes to get to calling it up. So if those of you who are having trouble before you leave Friday, or no, probably today rather than Friday, would be to sit down with Matt and have him walk you through that. Because I'm sure your computers are working okay.
One of the reasons we put the regular materials out there was to give you access to them, and it's an easy way to load it rather than dumping them into your email. But we're hopeful that at the next meeting, I don't know if you've paid any attention to what the state board agenda looks like, but we could have an agenda with a hot link to a place for the docs to come up on the server for you, rather than having to go through the secure server to do it. So that's just one other step to do, but the point would be we just didn't want to have you wait for the mail to look at some of those last minute items, because you know we warned you that we were behind. So the issues that we will need to massage, though, is discipline will continue to go into a secured site just for the nature of it. And what we need to know, if it doesn't feel comfortable and isn't working, kind of what are the things that we could fix for you? One of the things we talked about last night at the executive committee meeting was perhaps a way to have one list, an Excel sheet or something, of the charges so you could make notes on it rather than run off 30 front pages, you know, cover sheets. A way to organize the charges for you. And so if you have comments to do that. And then, of course, if you had any issues around the dismissals, you could pull those up and comment on them anyway. But does that make sense? I mean, for those of you who've been through this quite a bit. So I think it's more around trying to logistically give you a tool, a vehicle, for you to easily sort of record your thoughts without having to print off all the reports and print off the cover sheets. Does that capture your, it's still not quite as good as, I have to tell you, look, we have no 6-inch stacks of paper on this table today. I mean, you guys used to come in like this to your meetings. And so I'm just so tickled we're at least to that stage, and then maybe we can help organize it better for you.
Melissa?
Why don't you move this so you can see? And that is just it. I love technology.
computer person, and I thought I would love it on the server. I think I'm just personally trying to figure out that way. I started printing off certain cover sheets, and I was printing the confidential agendas, but then they get updated every time, and my notes were here and there, and I actually was going to pick brains of other commissioners to find out how they were organizing their thoughts, because I'm worried if I only wrote notes on certain things and the confidential agendas don't have, like, the sanctions, if they are charges, they just give a little bit of info, then I really do need the cover sheet, and it was clunky, it was really clunky for me. No, the server part was fine, I could access them, but.
So what I suggested was something like I create, which is just a table that would have the person's name, the recommendation, and the recommendation, and a short summary of you'll have to just take my summary of the case that allows me to resurrect it in my memory, and you certainly can embellish, but the point would be then you would have it in one place, and you could go down, and you could add your own comments and print those out, and or bring them in by hand, whatever, but be on one piece of paper. So I can do that. It's easy. I mean, it's already done. I thought about doing it at this meeting, but we thought we'd see how it went.
Why don't we try it for the next meeting?
Love to. Evie?
Well, for those that have iPads, Mario, and some up here at the front, there is an inexpensive app to view all of them, and you can just touch it, and you can put your notes and stuff right on the cover sheet. So if you want to see that later, we can show you.
I'm going to own one, and I don't want one.
So.
Mel, when we did the little memory sticks, that had everything organized in order. When you finish the last run, could we have the next run would be just a reordering of everything?
So it would continue on from where batch one left off?
Well, we start with, yes, it would be batch one through whatever, you know, batch five in this case. But then batch six would be batch one through five in proper order, like we have for the confidential agenda. But that lets us call it up in order that there are, you know, and my notes, that's the thing that was hard for me is my notes start 8.5L and then there's, you know, several, and then it goes to A.
Can I add a couple more things?
Please do.
Joe Ortiz, our investigator extraordinaire, has announced that he's going back into retirement. His last day is March 31st. So we'll be losing an investigator and a good man. Mm-hmm. He adds a lot to the office, keeps the morale up. He's a jolly good fellow.
Should we start? See you.
He'll be here tomorrow.
So he'll be coming in, the investigators will be coming in about a half an hour, so we can open up your disciplinary portion so you can say something to him. How many hits have we had, Steve?
I was just going to go check.
Okay.
As we opened it, the announcement up in a limited duration. And within 3 days, we had 1,500 people looking at the announcement, and we had 45 applications, and we're required by the state to keep it open 2 weeks.
We'll interview them all.
Bill, is that your family to interview all of them? Anybody else?
Anything else, Bill?
Next meeting, you're going to see a new investigation report. We're changing the format a little bit, so you're going to see some of the old and some of the new. And it's still, the middle portion is going to be the investigation report and their signature that they did this report. The front is going to be a cover page, which we can then in turn send out to the educator and their attorney, letting them know in advance what the charges are that they're going to be facing. Because right now, we just send them a letter stating you're going to be charged and you don't let them know anything. So they've asked for more information, and this will cover that. It will also have, at the very end, Vicki's resolve, her recommendation, and then it will put the involved and mentions at the very end, too. So It'll be easier for public record requests, because we just won't send that page out that lists the victims or involved parties' names. So it'll be a lot easier on our end, and we'll eliminate a few steps. So just for the next meeting, though, you might see some of the old, some of the new. He says there's 2,141 hits and 58 applications for Joe's position.
Wow.
One other thing we're trying that's new is we're going to send out the notice of opportunities for hearing as soon after commission meeting as possible. Again, right now, we send them a letter stating that, yes, the commission concurred, and we're going to charge you, and you'll be receiving your notice in the near future, and this will just eliminate that letter altogether, too.
George has them done. And so all we have to do is modify any changes you make, rather than start from scratch.
Any questions about any of the content that's been presented so far?